Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the fourth installment in Thoughts on Shavuos. We were discussing yesterday the idea of the Maral, that when God says to Moshe regarding the giving of the Torah, that they'll believe in you forever. There's a different type of faith being discussed here, which is the belief that the Torah is from God. Now that, as we mentioned yesterday, on its most basic level, says that when there's a random verse in the Torah, a random commandment in the Torah, I have to take it and look at it as the word of God. But there's another aspect that is so worthy of reflecting upon during this beautiful holiday of Shavuos, which is an idea presented by the Ramchal. Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato explains that when Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai and received the Torah, they not only received a guide for life from God, but they received the ability and capacity to bring sanctity into the world through their actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to keep a Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to keep kosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to study my Torah. Those are rules, but they're much more than rules. We bring sanctity to ourselves and our lives, not only because the rules are meaningful and good advice, but because inherent in God's Torah, in God's mitzvos, is sanctity. And when God gave us the Torah, he imparted to us this ability to infuse our world and our lives with sanctity if we just observe those mitzvos. In a sense, when we accept the Torah, when we say at Har Sinai, Naaseh V'Nishma, we accept God's laws, we essentially are signing on to a partnership for sanctity in this world with God. That God brings us into his mission. That for all of God's abilities, in the end of the day, he, so to say, kavayachol, needs us to bring Kedusha into this world. It, of course, is the imagery we so frequently think of when we talk about the Jews building the Mishkan, this almost portable sanctuary in the desert. It's this idea that it's the handiwork of the Jewish people, along with the presence of God's divinity, brings this special place. It's so interesting, according to many of the commentators, the building of the Mishkan was a response to the Har Sinai experience, that it was almost a recreation of the Har Sinai experience. With this idea of the Ramchal, there's a whole different layer to this, that the whole idea of giving the Torah was to infuse a potential and capacity for sanctity within the Jewish people, and now they take that and they, in a very tangible way, partner with God to build a place of sanctity. And that's the building of the Mishkan. But it's not only true for the Mishkan. It's true for all places and all times. Now that we have that Torah, now that we have these mitzvos, it's a whole different thing to think about celebrating and thanking God for on Shavuos. We said at the Seder, the famous question we have in the Dayenu, we say, if God would have brought us before Har Sinai and not given us the Torah, it still would have been enough. And many day school children the world over asked this year at the Seder, what does that mean? It would have been enough. What would have been the purpose to come to Har Sinai if not to accept the Torah? And like this Ramchal, you can say a beautiful idea that just being at Har Sinai, God infused in us the ability to bring sanctity into this world. He didn't stop there. He gave us a guide for life as to how to bring that sanctity into the world. And that was the Torah. But even in addition to the guide, he infused us with this ability to bring sanctity into the world. A very powerful thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.